भगवते
वासुदेवाया
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया
What did he have replied by like saying thank you so much?
Just give a different job.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. You have answered me.
Okay, well, Makesha. So we were hearing about Gop Kumar. We were hearing how Gop Kumar had gone to Jagannath Puri, and there he would go to temple, and he was very happy seeing Lord Jagannath every day. But he saw some devotees, some of the devotees, they got to go to be with the deity, to go on the altar and to render personal service to Lord Jagannath. So he didn't get to do that because he was just an ordinary person coming from a foreign place. So he was not allowed to do that.
他很高兴待在庙里头，每天能够觐见Jagannath，但是呢，有的奉献者呢，可以得以有机会去神坛为神像做很亲密的服务，但是Gopal Kumar他来自于异域他乡，所以他没有这个，又是一个普通的奉献者，没有这个机会能够给神像做亲身的服务。
One day he was walking on the beach and he met his guru. And his guru was doing Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. And his guru encouraged him to keep chanting his mantra.
One day,
his guru then left him, and then Gop Kumar was feeling separation from the Guru, but he took shelter of Lord Jagannath. And whenever he would feel some anxiety or some separation from Vrindavan, he would go and see Lord Jagannath, and then he would feel better.
Gop
Kumar, he has come from Vrindavan, so he naturally has some affection for Vrindavan, and he always thinks of Vrindavan. But when he was in Jagannath Puri, he could relate to Jagannath Puri that it's something like Vrindavan.
因为 Gopal Kumar 是来自 Vrindavan 的，所以内心自然然的就热爱 Vrindavan。在 Jagannath Puri 的时候呢，他会把那里的情景跟 Vrindavan 联想在一起。He
would see the different gardens around Jagannath Puri where they grow flowers for the deities, and he would see how it's like Vrindavan, and he would see the Yamuna. He would see the sea, it's the same color as the Yamuna River, and you think of the sea as the Yamuna.
在加纳普瑞有一些种植鲜花的花园，他就感受到那里就像文达文一样，还有加纳普瑞的海滩，海就像亚木纳河的河这个颜色，所以就让他联想起亚木纳河。
And he would see also the sand dunes in Jagannath Puri, the sand dunes, and these sand dunes would be like Govardhan Hill for him. So in this way, he would think of Vrindavan, although he is in Jagannath Puri.
In Jagannath Puri, there are some mountains. He saw these mountains, and he thought of Govardhan Hill. So he was in Jagannath Puri, but he still remembered Vrindavan.
So in this way, he could live happily in Jagannath Puri. He'd go and see Lord Jagannath, and at the same time, he'd chant his mantra. And he was always hoping that one day he will get perfection and he will be able to realize the perfection of seeing Gopal, seeing
the Supreme Lord. He was very happy to be in Jagannath Puri.
And when he would chant his mantra in his meditation, he was always thinking about being allowed to become one of the servants of Lord Jagannath and getting to do the personal service for the deity.
When he was chanting his mantra, he was always thinking about being allowed to become one of the servants of Lord Jagannath and getting to do the personal service for the
In the past, previously, he'd been neglecting to chant his mantra, and he was just going to see Lord Jagannath. He was very attached to just seeing Jagannath, and he would forget to chant his mantra. But now, he was remembering to chant his mantra, and he had this desire to be a personal servant of Jagannath.
过去他忽视了念诵自己的 mantra， 他只是依附于能够见到神像。但现在他想起了每天要念诵自己的 mantra， 他就有一种愿望。And
so he was also developing more faith in his spiritual master, which is very important.
他也对自己的灵性导师 建立起了强烈的信心，这一点十分重要。
So during this time, while he was living in Jagannath Puri, the king of Puri died, and when his oldest son was supposed to become the king, the oldest son, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do all the different duties, all the take part in all the different ceremonies and do the different functions which the king is supposed to do.
我们可以继续了，抱歉。
Okay, so the king's son doesn't want to become the king. They need somebody else to become the king. So all the king's ministers, they discuss with each other what to do.
现在老国王的儿子不想继承王位，不想做国王这项服务，必须有别人来承担这个服务。他的大臣们就开始讨论该怎么办。
So in Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath is the supreme. And whenever there's a problem, whenever there's anything like this, a situation, they go to Lord Jagannath and they ask Lord Jagannath, what should we do?
在加格纳普里，主加格纳他是至尊主，所以一旦有什么问题发生，人们就会去找主加格纳的，看看怎么办。So
Lord Jagannath told them, you have to find somebody who can, who has all the signs, he has the signs of somebody like a king, that they have to have these special features which would allow them to become the king, that they could take the place of the dead king and they can become the king.
主加格纳告诉他们，你们要去找一个人，他的身体上有这个国王的印记，有一些特殊的那个身体的特征，能够允许他能够代替老国王，当上国王。
None of the other younger brothers of the king, the younger sons cannot become the king because the older son is there. So they cannot take the throne while the older son is there.
那些小儿子们，因为他们的大哥在那里，所以他们就不能在他们的大哥在场的情况下当国王。And
none of the other members of the king's family had the character to be a good ruler.
而其他庭成员，其他家庭成员没有拥有这个身体特征，能够作为统治者。
Yeah, to be the king, they have to have this special, powerful character to fit the role.
要想当上国王，必须有强大的这个品格、性格，才能承担这个职责。
But if there's no king, then that's a big problem, because then nobody's ruling, so it's very difficult to keep the country properly controlled, and law and order will be affected. So there has to be somebody in charge.
但是如果没有国王，那么这国家的统治和控制就成了问题，那整个社会秩序和法律就会受到影响。
So all the ministers of the king, they all went there and they asked Lord Jagannath, what should we do? Who should become the king? So Lord Jagannath told them, one of my devotees is here, and he's a cowherd boy from Vrindavan, from Govardhan, and he's here. You should make him the king.
这大臣们就去找主加格纳特了。主加格纳特告诉他们，我有一个奉献者，他是来自于勾尔丹的，他是一个牧牛童，他就在这里可以当上国王。Or
Lord Jagannath could have told them something like, you should find the person who has the signs of a Maharaj, the signs of a great king.
主加格纳特本来也可以告诉他们说， 你们应该去找一个有着国王的身体特征的人。Yeah.
Look for a person who has symptoms of a king who can take this position. Because none of the other princes are qualified.
去找一个拥有这个身体特征，能够承担国王地位的这样一个人，因为他的其他
There's special features of a great personality, which just from the the features, you can understand that they're a very great personality.
那些大人物，他们都有一些特殊的相貌、身体特征。
Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it tells about Emperor Bharat Maharaj. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it tells how he was identified as being a great king.
圣典博迦瓦坛就说 ，Bharat Maharaj， 他的身体特征就使他就确认了他是一个伟大的国王。
Look on your right hand. Look on the palm of your right hand. And if you have the features of the king, then on the palm of the right hand, you'll see the mark of the disc of Lord Krishna.
看看你们的右手掌，如果是一个国王的话，他就有主 Krishna 的神碟的标志。
Yeah.And look on the lotus feet, on the lotus, on the feet, on our feet, on the sole of the feet, there should be the mark of a lotus.
在脚跟，如果是国王的话，他应该是一个莲花。
So these are the features by which you can recognize someone as being a great personality, a great king.
这就是一个伟大国王的特征。
So Gop Kumar had these features, although he was a cowherd boy from Govardhan, he had these features in his body.
Gop Kumar 虽然是来自 Govardhan 山的一个牧牛童，身上就长着这样的一个特征。
So they made him the king, and when they made him the king, nobody was envious of him. They all accepted, okay, yeah, he's qualified, let him be the king.
所以他们就让拥戴他当上了国王，其他人也都赞成了，说好的。就让他当国王吧。
So he became the king of Jagannath Puri, and he has the responsibility to oversee all the festivals of Lord Jagannath. So he tried to improve. He took care of trying to improve the standards, make sure they do the worship, everything very nice and on time.
这样呢，他就在 Jagannath Puri 担任了国王一职。他就改善了节日的标准以及崇拜的所有这些标准。
And make sure there's no corruption going on, that the donations given to the temple actually go to the temple and they don't go into people's pockets.
也确保不要有腐败的事情发生，所有的捐款都应该给庙宇里，而不是流入个人的私人钱包。
So Lord Jagannath, every monthThere's a big festival in Jagannath for the worship of Lord Jagannath. And then the main one which takes place is the Rath Yatra.
每个月都有一个主 Jagannath 的节日，最主要的是弹车节。
Right. They have festivals like there's a swing festival. That's one festival takes place. And then there's the Chandan festival when they cover Lord Jagannath with sandalwood. It's another festival.Then they have also the bathing of Lord Jagannath.
有秋千节，还有 Chandan 节，就是给主扎格纳檀香，还有给主扎格纳沐浴的节日。
And then the Rath Yatra is a very big festival.
弹车节是非常盛大的。
Take Lord Jagannath to Gundicha. He stays there for a week, and then he comes back.
把主扎格纳带到拱地禅庙，主扎格纳在那里待上一个星期，然后再把他请回来。
So Gop Kumar, as the king of Puri, he made sure that these festivals, he tried to improve, make them more and more opulent.
那现在 Gop Kumar 当上了 Puri 的国王，他就要使这些节日变得越来越盛大。
And he gave great attention to the Rath Yatra, make sure the Rath Yatra is nicely organized.
他特别关注弹车节，让这个弹车节能够组织的非常好。
The different festivals in Jagannath Puri would attract all different kinds of devotees from all different parts of the planet. They would come, people from different sampradayas and different faith, different traditions, they would all come and attend the Jagannath Puri festivals.
那这些盛大的节日就吸引了来自宇宙各个星球的人，也来吸引了来自各个不同使徒传系的人参加。
And they would do Sankirtan, each of the groups would do their own Sankirtan, but they would all be happy, they would all be very happy because it's a festival and they'd come to please Lord Jagannath.
每一组，每一个不同的团体呢，都做 Sankirtan, 但是人人都很心，内心快乐。
So Gop Kumar, although he became the king, he didn't think it was for his enjoyment. He understood that everything belongs to Lord Jagannath, and he was also the servant of Lord Jagannath.
现在呢 ，Gopal Kumar 他从来不把这一切就跟个人的感官享乐连在一起。他认为一切都属于主 Jagannath， 他只是主 Jagannath 的仆人而已。
And so Gop Kumar was very simple and like that. He didn't become materialistic or proud, but he remained humble. He kept his simplicity.
Gopal Kumar, 他就是一个非常简单的人，他没有物质主义的倾向，也没有变得骄傲。
And now he's become the king. He was the authority among all the servants of Lord Jagannath. He could go wherever he wanted. He got to go inside on the altar and see the deities whenever he wanted.
因为国王呢是所有仆人当中的权威，现在他就可以随心所欲的到神坛上为主 Jagannath 做服务了。
So serving Lord Jagannath, he saw that the Lord Jagannath has very confident. Sometimes he has very confidential dealings with different devotees, and some of the servants there of Lord Jagannath they've been there a very long time, and they have a very intimate relationship with Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath will speak to them, and they'll have loving pastimes together.
他能够在这个服务期间呢，他观察到主扎格纳特跟他的奉献者们有非常亲密的交往，跟他的仆人之间，他们的关系很近，他可以跟他们讲话，他有很多逍遥时光。
So Gop Kumar has he developed a little, you know, a little bit just unsatisfied feeling in his heart because he became jealous.Of how these servants of Lord Jagannath, how they got special privilege in their relationship with Jagannath.
Gopal Kumar, 他内心有一点不满足感，因为他就是产生了嫉妒，那些能够长期的服务主 Jagannath 的人有一些特权。
Yeah, because there's some servants there.Their family are given the right to do these special services for Lord Jagannath, and only people in these families get to do these particular services.
主 Jagannath 的仆人当中的他的那个仆人的家族就被授予一些特权，能够从事为主 Jagannath 从事特殊的服务。
So Lord Gop Kumar, he was a little bit envious of them that they've got this special relationship with Lord Jagannath.
Gopal Kumar 就有点嫉妒他们跟主扎格纳的特殊关系。
Lord Jagannath has special. These devotees are very close. They enjoy very intimate dealings with Jagannath. And,Lord Jagannath would perform sometimes, you know, talking with them, different things would happen. Sometimes Lord Jagannath would even go to take things and come back. Sometimes Lord Jagannath would disappear. Sometimes he would be silent. Sometimes he wouldn't move, but other times he would speak and other times he would move.
这些人跟主扎格纳的有非常近的关系， 关系非常亲密，而且跟他们的交往是非同寻常的。他有时候跟他们谈话就会发生一些特殊的事情，他有时候会去他们那儿拿东西就消失了，有时候主扎格纳的他保持沉默，有时候主扎格纳的不动，但有时候又会讲话，有时候又移动。
Yeah, Lord Jagannath is not just a lump of wood, a big piece of wood. He only pretends to be like that. The foolish people, they think he's just a log of wood, but actually he's a person.
主扎格纳的不是一块木头，他只是假装而已。愚蠢的人呢，就以为主扎格纳的只是木头而已。
And he plays many different games and tricks with his devotees.
他和他的奉献者呢，就是玩游戏，有时候呢，又给他们跟他们从事一些小小的，小小的很微妙的这种亲密的轨迹。
The pujaris, they would be able to see how one minute Lord Jagannath's just a deity not moving anywhere, but the next minute he's like a naughty child.
普扎人们就能够观察到，在这一分钟呢，主扎格纳的他还是神像，然后下一分钟呢，他又变成了一个淘气的小孩子。
So the pujaris, they had to accept whatever mood Lord Jagannath wanted. Sometimes he would be active and speak to them, and other times he would just be inactive. He would just simply sit as a deity.
普扎人们必须要接受主扎格纳特的心态，他愿意活跃，他有的时候很活跃就开始讲话，但有时候呢他又不活跃，就像一个神像那样待在那儿。
So Gop Kumar, he also wanted to join in these pastimes with Lord Jagannath, but because he's just a newcomer, he can't do it.
Gopa Kumar 也想加入这些消耗时光，可他只是个新人，所以他没办法加入。
Yeah, the people who do that, they only worship Jagannath. They have their devotion is only for Jagannath. So Gop Kumar, he's not really ready for that.
能够做到这一点的人，他们只崇拜，唯一崇拜的就是 Jagannath.Gopa Kumar 还没有做好这种准备。
Yeah, Gop Kumar thought he's not really fit to take part in Lord Jagannath's pastimes with his servants.
Gopa Kumar 觉得自己不适合加入主扎格纳的和他仆人的消耗时光。
So Gop Kumar felt bad, he felt guilty because he thought I'm just envious, I'm just jealous of these people.
Gop Kumar 内心就有很不良的感受，他感到很内疚，因为他竟然嫉妒主扎格纳的仆人们。
He'd only just recently become the king, so he was new in the service of Jagannath.But these other pujaris, they've been serving Lord Jagannath for many, many generations. Their family had been serving Jagannath.
Gopa Kumar 只是刚刚的担任国王，从事于服务，而这些普扎人们，他们世世代代的都在服务着主 Jagannath.
Yeah, these people and the pujaris and Jagannath Puri.They only know Jagannath. They don't think about Vrindavan. But Gop Kumar, his heart was still sometimes he'd think about Vrindavan and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
这些主扎格纳的普扎人们只知道主扎格纳的，他们从来不想 Vrindavan. 而 Gopa Kumar 内心呢，却念念不忘 Krishna.
So Gop Kumar thought it would be nice to be like these devotees in Orissa who are just devoted to Jagannath.
Gopa Kumar 就觉得如果能像 Orissa 的这些服务主 Jagannath 的仆人们这样就好了。
Yeah, he thought it would be nice to be like them. just devoted to Jagannath, did not think about Vrindavan.
他想，如果就像 Orissa 的这些奉献者们，只一心奉献给主 Jagannath 就好了。
And then sometimes also in the temple of Lord Jagannath, he would hear the devotees sing songs and offer prayers and do kirtan, chanting the names of the Lord in front of the deity of Jagannath. This would all remind him about Vrindavan.
在庙里呢，庙内呢，他会听见奉献人们在那里歌唱、祈祷、做 kirtan。唱诵圣名，就在神像面前从事这些活动。但是
Because when they would chant, when they would do their kirtan, they would sing many of the different names of Krishna from Vrindavan, and they would sing these names to Lord Jagannath.
但Gopa Kumar 呢，他就会联想起 Vrindavan， 因为这些过程当中呢，会提到 Krishna 的不同名字。就会有Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的名字。
They would sing names like Mathura Nath, the Lord of Mathura, or Vrindavan Chandra, the moon of Vrindavan, or Govardhanadhari, the one who holds up the Govardhan Hill.
比如说Murari Nath, Mathura Nath, Mathura 的主人 ,Vrindavan Chandra, Vrindavan 的月亮，还有 Govardhanadhari。就是勾儿丹山的人。
And they would also be reading prayers from the Puranas, from the scriptures, and they would sing different songs by different devotees, and it would be so much like Vrindavan that Gop Kumar would be thinking, this is Vrindavan.
他们会读老师书当中的祈祷，也会歌唱经典当中的那些歌曲。就像在 Vrindavan 里，所以 Gopa Kumar 就想，这就是 Vrindavan 呢。
And you think maybe I should go back to Vrindavan.
也许我应该回 Vrindavan.
But then you would see Lord Jagannath, and then you would think, no, I don't want to leave Lord Jagannath. I don't want to go anywhere else. I just want to be here with Lord Jagannath.
然后他又看见加格纳特，他就想，哎呀，我哪也不想去，我只在这里跟加格纳特待在一起。
But because he's the king, he has to get involved with ruling the kingdom. So it became a problem for him that he's got to deal with so many issues, and he could not feel the same ecstasy in seeing Lord Jagannath because he has to think about so many different problems and running the temple and taking care of the kingdom.
那现在他既然已经当上了国王，他就需要统治王国，问题就出来了，他就需要处理这些问题。他就感受不到以前的见到主扎甘纳的狂喜，因为他要有遇到怎样来管理庙宇，怎样来统治国王国的问题。
So because he's a king, he got to go to see Jagannath whenever he wanted. He got special darshans of Lord Jagannath.
因为他是国王，所以呢，无论什么时候他想去。见主扎甘纳的就可以随时去。
So he could appreciate, he was able to enjoy the beauty of Lord Jagannath. And
so
he
他就很欣赏，他能够因为见到主扎甘纳特的面容，就感到内心非常的感激。
But the happiness he got wasn't like before, because now he's the king, he's entangled in all the management issues, it troubles his mind. So he could not enjoy so much seeing the deity of Jagannath.
但是呢，现在的快乐就不像从前的快乐那样，因为他要管理，他已经是国王了。所以他心意呢，有时候受到打扰，他再也不能享受以前的那种快乐。
Yeah, being a king is a big headache because you have so many things to think about, so many responsibilities.
当国王可是件头疼的事儿，因为有那么多事情要考虑，还有那么多的问题要处理。
And when it came to Rath Yatra and the big festivals, then at that time he would always be surrounded by all the other ministers from the palace, all the different officials. So he wouldn't enjoy the occasions. He couldn't enjoy the festivals like he used to.
现在呢，他是国王，大臣们呢，来自不同的宫殿大臣们和那些官员都簇拥着他，大呼小喝的，他享受不了以前他过节的时候的那种快乐。
And now he's the king, he has to do the different things. They'll tell him, come here, do this, hold that. And you have to, so many different rituals and ceremonies had to be done. But previously, he just used to worship Jagannath as he liked to do it himself.
现在他是国王了，必须要指挥别人，该怎样就是举行这些仪式。而以前呢，他就按照他自己的喜好崇拜主扎格纳的就好了。
Yeah, he's the king of Puri, so they give him the brush. He has to sweep for Lord Jagannath, sweep the chariot, sweep the road, and he has to also wipe Lord Jagannath's face. They give him a cloth to wipe the face of Jagannath, and then he will offer also betel nut to Lord Jagannath.
他是国王，所以呢，弹车节的时候呢，他得拿着扫帚，在那个弹车前面打扫扫清扫那个道路。别人递给他的布，他也必须呢拿这个布来擦拭主扎干纳的脸。他还要给主扎干纳的供奉槟榔。
Yeah, but doing the because there's so many people watching him, he didn't enjoy doing these services.
有那么多人就是众目睽睽地盯着他，所以他做这些服务的时候，他并不是很享受。
Yeah, it wasn't so intimate because all thousands of people all watching.
就没有那么亲密了，因为成千上万的人都盯着他看。
So after he'd been the king for some time, he decided he didn't want to do it anymore, and he gave over the ruling of the kingdom.To the other people, to the ministers and the sons of the king and the relatives of the king. He let them take it, do everything.
当然国王一段时间之后呢，他就把统治权就分给了大臣，还有以前国王的亲戚以及国王的其他儿子们。
Yeah, he just said, I'm sorry, I don't want to be king anymore.
他只是说对不起，我不想再当国王了。
But he still lived in Jagannath Puri, still lived near Lord Jagannath, and he kept chanting his mantra in private. And he came and tried to do some service for Lord Jagannath, whatever small service he could do.
但他依然居住在 Jagannath Puri, 他也念诵着自己的 mantra, 他也做一些很微小的服务。
But because he'd been the king, wherever he went, people recognized him. And they gave him honor and respect. And, you know, people bow to him and offer their pranams. And so he couldn't feel so relaxed. He couldn't feel happy there.
但是因为他以前当过国王，所以呢，人们只要能认出他了，都开始赞扬他。就非常的尊敬他，给他顶拜，给他献上祷文，他就没有办法再放松，以及感觉到很快乐了。
So he decided not good to stay on in Jagannath Puri, better to go somewhere else.
他就决定留在扎格纳的普瑞不好，最好去别的地方。
Yeah, because even though he's not the king, still they could not give up offering respect to him. They always thought of him as being like, you know, an important person.
因为他曾经担任过国王，所以人们呢总是认为他应该值得尊重。
So Gop Kumar didn't feel comfortable with all this. So he decided, I have to go. I'm going to leave Vrindavan. I'm going to go to Vrindavan.
Gopal Kumar 对这一切呢都感觉内心不舒服。他决定我要去 Vrindavan.
So one morning, Gop Kumar decided he went to see Lord Jagannath and he went to ask Lord Jagannath for permission to go to Vrindavan.But when he came before Lord Jagannath and saw Lord Jagannath's beautiful face, he forgot all about it. He thought, no, I can't go. I can't leave Lord Jagannath.
一天清晨，Gopal Kumar 就来到主加格纳的面前，他想得到主加格纳的允许，可以去文达文。但是他来到主加格纳的面前呢，见到主的美丽的面容，他就把一切都忘了。他就想，哦，他已经忘记了他要来干嘛了。
So he would come and see Lord Jagannath, but then he would think, how can I leave Lord Jagannath? I can't go away from here.
他来见主扎格纳，他就是想，我怎么能离开他呢？我怎么能离开主扎格纳的呢？
Yeah, just seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, it would cause him just to forget everything. And then he would just think, well, remembering Vrindavan is giving me pain. So what to do? Every day, this happened day after day, he would want to come and ask Lord Jagannath for permission to go. But he would see Lord Jagannath,And then he would think about Vrindavan, and he couldn't make up his mind what to do.
So he, 就是不能放下主扎格纳的。但是呢，他一想起 Vrindavan 呢，就感到分离的痛苦，就像一天一天的过去了。每次他来到主扎格纳面前，想得到主的允许离开他的时候呢，然后他就那时候呢，他又舍不得。但是呢，他又想着稳大稳，他就又不知道该何去何从了。
So 1 year passed like that. For 1 year it went on like that. But then one day it happened that some devotees had come from Mathura, from Vrindavan. And they had come there to Jagannath Puri. And they were speaking about Vrindavan. And they were speaking about Govardhan. And they were speaking aboutThe cows in Vrindavan and the animals, the birds, and everything. And it all was so attractive.
就这样一年的时间过去了。那有一天从 Mathura 来了一些奉献者，就谈论起 Vrindavan, 谈论起 Govardhan 山，谈论起母牛那里的动物鸟儿们，就这一切都是那么吸引人。
So that night, when Gop Kumar was laying down, he was feeling the pain and the sorrow. And Lord Jagannath gave him instruction, because Lord Jagannath doesn't like to see others suffer.So Lord Jagannath gave him some instruction.
当天晚上，他躺在床上的时候呢，内心感到非常的痛苦，又很内疚。这时候呢，主扎格纳的就前来训斥他。主扎格纳的不想看见别人受苦。
So Lord Jagannath told Gop Kumar, he said, "This place of Jagannath Puri is very dear to me."But my birthplace, Mathura, is even more dear to me.
Jagannath 告诉 Gopal Kumar, 这个地方 Jagannath 的 Puri 对我非常的亲切，但是我的出生地 Mathura 对我更加的亲切。
So Lord Jagannath was encouraging him that, you know, it's okay to go to Vrindavan. You go there, you go to Mathura. It's all right. It's my place, my birthplace.
主扎格纳德就鼓励他，好吧，你就去文达文吧，你可以去那里，那里是我的出生地。
I always live in Puri, but I also live in Vrindavan.
我永远居住在 Puri, 但我也永远居住在 Vrindavan.
Mathura, Mathura means the whole district of Vrindavan. Mathura is not just the city of Mathura, but the Mathura district, the whole district, which means all of Vrindavan, is full of all the different places in my childhood pastimes.
Mathura 呢是一个地区，就涵盖了 Vrindavan 的所有地区。那里呢是我的孩提时代的消时光的地方。
And this Mathura district is more dear to me than Jagannath Puri.
Mathura 比 Jagannath Puri 对我而言更加的亲切。
It's the place of my birth, the place of my childhood pastimes. I spent so many years there. It's very, very important to me.
那是我的出生地，是我孩提时代上演消时光的地方。我在那里居住了很多年，那个地方对我非常的重要。
Right. Childhood means the three different stages of childhood.First one is up to 5 year old. That's called Kumar.
孩提时代呢，它分为三个阶段。第一个阶段呢，是从零至五岁，这个阶段被称为 Kumar.
And then next stage is called Poganda. That's like 5 to 10.
下个阶段是从五岁至十岁，被称为 Poganda.
And then you have Kishore.Kishore is it, but it's when you become youth, like 15 years old.
下个阶段呢，被称为 Kishore, 就是已经变成年轻人了，有15岁的。
So we take birth, first we're born, then we become a child, then we become a youth.
所以我们出生，然后是孩子，孩提时代，接着长成年轻人。
So Gop Kumar may be saying, well, in Jagannath Puri, we can see the Lord. But in Mathura, we don't see him.
Gop Kumar, 呢他就觉得在 Jagannath Puri, 我们可以亲眼见到主。但是在 Mathura, 我们见不到。
But Lord Jagannath told him, he said, no, actually, I definitely live in Mathura. I wander about and I enjoy there. I wander everywhere and I enjoy Mathura with my devotees.
但是主扎格纳德告诉他，不，我居住在 Mathura. 我在那里和我的奉献者们享受着逍遥。
So Lord Jagannath tells Gop Kumar, don't spend any more time.Thinking about whether to go or not to go. You should go to Mathura and you will see me, you will surely see me in the form you desire in course of time.
主扎格纳德告诉他，你们现在不要花时间来抉择该去还是该留下来。你就去 Mathura, 你在那里一定会见到你内心想见到的我的样子。
Yeah, Gop Kumar, he's meditating on the form of Madan Gopal, and he wants to see Madan Gopal. So Lord Jagannath tells him, you will see me there in the proper time in Vrindavan.
Gop Kumar,他冥想着 Madan Gopal, 和主扎格纳德告诉他，你到了一定的时间，你就能见到了。
Then you will never again suffer sorrow. You will never again be unhappy. When you see that form.
你见到了这个形象，你就再也不会痛苦，也再不会感到难过。
So after Lord Jagannath spoke to him like that, that morning, some of the pujaris from a pujari from the temple, one of the brahmanas, brought him a flower garland, and he took that as a command from Lord Jagannath, telling him that he should go.
那天台湾话的那天早晨，从庙里头来了一个brahmana， 就拿来了花环。 Gopal Kumar 把这当成了Jagannath的命令， 让他去Mathura。
So he put the garland around his neck and he offered his obeisances to the chakra on the top of the temple, and then he left, went to Mathura.
Gopal Kumar 就把这个花环戴在他的颈上， 向庙顶上的chakra致以顶戴， 然后就离开了Jagannath Puri， 前往
So Gop Kumar had, you know, Jagannath had been speaking to him in the dream. So just to show him that this was not just only a dream, but it was real, Lord Jagannath arranged for the Brahmana to bring that flower garland.
Gopal Kumar 是在梦中见到主 Jagannath的信使他， 但是呢，这个 Brahmana 给他拿来花环， 这是真实的。
So Lord Jagannath comes to the earth to his pastime is to accept the worship in the temple.
主Jagannath降临地球来接受在庙宇当中的崇拜。
And the pujaris, the brahmanas doing the puja, they take part in the Lord's pastimes.
而普扎瑞做崇拜的那些Brahmana，他们参与了主的逍遥时光。So
Lord Jagannath had told this pujari to take the garland from his neck, take it off the neck of Lord Jagannath, and to take the garland and give it to Gop Kumar.
因此主Jagannath就告诉Brahmana，把他颈上戴的花环摘下来，前去。
So Gop Kumar took the garland. He didn't go into the temple. He didn't go to see Lord Jagannath again. He just immediately left for Mathura.
Gopal Kumar 就拿着花环，他没有进庙，也没有再去见主，而是立刻就启程了。Okay,
so. Maybe we'll stop there. We'll ask if there are any questions.
那我们就停在这里，我们看看有什么问题。
Hare Krishna. 首先第一个是Rajendra Prabhu的问题。感谢Maharaja的讲课，感谢翻译。问题是感情用事的修习 Krishna 直觉和以 怕不怕得的书获得知识去修习 Krishna 知觉有什么区别？换言之，就是想知道不读帕帕德的书和读帕帕德的书的区别是什么？对待问题的方式和处理方式有什么不同？谢谢。Well,
if we just simply worship the deity, or we may be just chanting the holy name, we may be doing some kind of service, but we're not hearing, we're not reading the books or hearing regularly, then, yeah, it will just be sentimental.
假设我们仅仅崇拜神像，只是唱诵而不聆听、不读书，这就是感情用事。
It's important for us to also hear. Maybe not, you know, reading the books is one way of hearing, but you in our temples we have also classics, and they're very powerful. It's important for people to hear.
读书也是一种聆听，但是在我们的庙宇当中有讲课， 这是非常重要的，很有力量。
Because by hearing and by reading the books, we will get the philosophical knowledge to understand why we do things like chanting the holy name, and also who is the personality in the form of the deity who we're worshipping.
如果我们了解了哲学知识，我们就明白我们为什么要唱诵圣名，而我们崇拜的是哪一位人物。
Gop Kumar, while he was staying in Jagannath Puri, he was hearing from the Puranas. People would be reciting scriptures there. And in the Puranas, they described the glories of Lord Jagannath.
当 Gopa Kumar 居住在 Jagannath Puri 的时候，会聆听 Purana， 也会聆听经典，崇拜主 Jagannath 的那些经典，他就知道主 Jagannath 的荣耀了。
So, if we don't hear regularly, then one day we may just simply give up the worship. We may simply stop the chanting unless we actually understand the significance of these activities. We may just simply give them up.
Sorry, Mara, the last sentence is we understand the importance.
We may simply stop doing the activities. We may not take them. We may not commit ourselves to the important. We don't understand the importance of what we're doing.
如果我们不有规律的来聆听，那么就会放弃崇拜，停止念诵。那除非我们意识到它的重要性，我们就不会有这种内心的这种承诺感。也不知道我们做这个事的重要性何在。
So it's very important for us to properly nourish our creeper of devotion.
所以滋养我们奉爱的蔓藤十分重要。
And the roots of the creeper of devotion are nourished. They get the nourishment from hearing.And from chanting.
奉爱蔓藤的根就是耳朵从聆听和唱诵那里得到的养分。
Now somebody may say, no, I'm chanting. But if they're not hearing, then they don't know why they're chanting. They don't know what they're chanting.
有的人说，我在念诵，但是如果他们不聆听的话，就不知道他们为何要念诵？为念诵的是什么
？Just like when we sing the songs, the Vaishnava songs, it's important for us to know what is the meaning of these songs.
比如说，我们唱诵 Vaishnava 歌曲，很重要的一点，就要明白这些歌曲的意义是什么。
We were hearing how Gop Kumar was in the temple.And he heard the devotees chanting the names of Krishna, names related to Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
我们刚才听说 Gopa Kumar 在庙里聆听那些唱诵，唱的是 Krishna 的不同名字，是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的消时光。
So we may hear these names, but we may not understand.What these names are, what they're about. They just think it's just some collection of letters or sounds. Just a nice name. Could be a name of an ordinary person. If we don't know, we don't understand it's the name of the Supreme Lord. We just think it's somebody's name. Maybe it's the name of a girl. Maybe it's the name of a boy. Don't know.
那如果我们不知道就是在庙里的那些唱的是什么，不懂是什么，我们就觉得它只是一些音符的组合而已，也许是普通人的名字，他们不知道这是至尊主的名字，他们觉得哦，可能是哪个姑娘的名字，或者哪个小伙子的名字吧。
So it's very important for us that we have to hear, we have to be reading, and then it helps us to understand everything properly.
所以很重要的就是我们要聆听阅读，这样才能把一切都搞个明白。
Of course, the hearing goes on regularly. It's not that we just only hear and we hear. Maybe you hear for a week and then after a week then you don't hear anymore. No, we should hear regularly. A little bit every day.
我们应该有规律的聆听，而不是只听一周然后就不听了，应该有规律的听，应该每一天都听。
Because when we're hearing, we have to digest. So if you try to hear too much, you won't take it all in. You have to hear a bit and digest it, hear a bit more and digest it, like that.
我们聆听的太多，可能就消化不了了，可能听不进去了。我们应该听一点，消化了，再接着听，再消化。
So, just like we have our program, we have every day, we have some hearing in the morning, then hearing in the evening. It's not only hearing, but hearing is an important part.Of Bhakti Yoga.
我们有早晚课，但是我们不是只聆听，聆听呢是 Bhakti Yoga 的重要组成部分。
And by hearing regularly, then we can.Start to apply what we're hearing. Because it's not just hearing just to accumulate some knowledge, but it's to actually apply the knowledge which we're hearing.
我们有规的聆听之后呢，还要加以实际的运用。我们不是仅仅的在那里聆听积累知识，还要把它变成真实，变实加以实践。
Okay, any other question?
好的，下一个问题，仆人，如何理解Gopa Kumar 对主侠跟纳塔这些特殊关系的仆人的嫉妒？这样的嫉妒会提升我们对主的情感和依附吗？
This feeling, Gopkumar's feeling of enviousness of Lord Jagannath, does this influence what?
How to understand Gopakumar's enviousness in Jagannath Puri's temple? Will that kind of mood elevate us? Will that elevate us, our sentiments and our attachment to the Lord?
Well, it's nice to desire. Certainly, Gopkumar desired. You know, he appreciated that these other people have a special qualification and they're able to enjoy a special relationship with Lord Jagannath.
有愿望总是好的。因为他格巴库马尔他很欣赏那些人能够跟主扎格纳的有特殊的关系，他们也有特殊的资格能够得以享受跟主的关系。
We can appreciate them being envious, you know, the envy was not it was not a bad thing, but you know, he was appreciating that these peopleYou know, very fortunate.
所以的 envy 啊，所以这个也不是一件坏事，不是一个不好的事情，因为他在欣赏，欣赏他们很欣赏他们的奉爱。
Gopkumar recognizing they're getting, they've got special privileges which. he can't get.
Gopakumar 就认识到了他们有一些他自己得不到的特权。
So is it good to have that kind of envy? Well, it's not so bad. It wasn't a fault on his part. It was actually that feeling which he had, that was the arrangement of Lord Jagannath, so that Gop Kumar would give up being the king and go to Vrindavan.
至于这个嫉妒，嫉妒是不是一件坏事？这个不是一件坏事，也对他来说也不是一个错误。这只是主扎格纳特的一个安排，能够让他放弃这个王国，能够去马图拉。
Because once Gop Kumar gets to Vrindavan, he can go on to higher things.
因为一旦格帕库马尔去了文达文，就可以能够追求更高的理想。
We of course it's good for us to appreciate the service done by others.
我们欣赏其他人的服务，这是好的。
When Gop Kumar said a little bit envy, it was not, you know, wasn't a fault on his part.
当刚才说到 Gop Kumar 有一点嫉妒，对他来说呢，这不是一个错误。
He understood he couldn't do that service.
因为他明白他做不了这个服务。
Because you have to be born in that family. Very important.
因为你必须得投生在那样的家族当中，这一点很重要。
They only, people in these families, they only know Jagannath. They only have devotion for Jagannath. They don't think of any other form of the Lord.
诞生在这样家庭当中的人呢，只对主扎格纳特有奉爱之情，他们别的什么也不知道。
Okay. Any other question?
是的，下一个问题，让人人帕布。Gopa Kumar 身为国王，管理事务繁忙，他觉得没有以往快乐了。那么问题是，管理会影响灵修的进步吗？为什么还都想参与管理呢？
Does management influence our spiritual practice?Yes, it can definitely influence spiritual practice. But somebody has to do it. Somebody has to take that responsibility.
是的，肯定会影响我们的灵修，但是必须得有人从事这个管理。
You have people who are managers, they have to organize their time. That there's a balance between. That so that their spiritual practice can also continue, not that you just simply manage.
这些管理者必须要安排自己的时间，搞好平衡。他不能只是在那里管理而不灵修。
Prabhupada would say sometimes that management means preaching. That if you're going to be the manager, you have to be preaching.Because the devotees are managed by the preaching.
Prabhupada 说过，管理就是传播传教，你必须得传教。
So the manager,
we managed by preaching.
Yeah.
Prabhupada 说过。我们是通过传教来管理。
We don't just, the manager cannot just simply give instructions. He has to preach to inspire the devotees in their service.
管理者不能只是在那里训示，他们必须要激励别的奉献者，激励别人的服务。
And he has to show the example to the other devotees.
要给别的奉献者树立榜样。
Just like when Tamal Krishna Goswami was with Prabhupada in India. Tamal Krishna Goswami was the GBC for India. And Prabhupada told him, you have to collect more money than all the other devotees.
当初呢 Tamal Krishna Goswami 和圣帕帕德在印度的时候，他是担任的是印度的 GBC， 然后帕帕告诉他，你得比别的人，募捐的钱更多。
Yeah, in those days they would collect money, they would enroll life members, so the subscription from life membership was a source of income for the temples. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was told by Prabhupada, you're in charge, you're the GBC, you have to collect more money than everybody else.
因为那个时候呢，庙宇是由众生会员来维系的，所以呢帕帕德，因为众生会员他们会拿出钱来，这样的进账就会归到庙宇里。帕帕德就告诉他，你要比别的人募捐的更多。
So managing is not sitting behind the desk. Managing is all you have to get up, go out from the desk, and go out and preach.
管理不是坐在桌子后面。你必须得站起来出去传教。
Then, so being a manager should give you more impetus for preaching.
这样管理者就可以给别人传教的更多的动力。
We shouldn't allow the managing to stop our preaching or to stop our sadhana.Rather, you have to be a better devotee, a more strict devotee, if you're the manager.
我们不应该允许管理来停止我们的传教，停止我们的 sadhana。相反，那些管理者应该是更严格的修习 sadhana， 而且是更优秀的奉献者。
If the manager is preaching to people,You should come for Mangal Arti, you should be in the temple morning program. But if the manager doesn't come, it's not a good example.
如果管理者他传教说你们都应该来参加 Mangal Arti, 都应该来庙里，可他自己却不参加的话，这就不是一个好榜样了。
So the example is very important.
榜样的力量是无穷的。
And when the managers show a good example, then that inspires the other devotees.
如果管理者摆出了良好的典范，就可以激励其他的人。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个问题，饶真帕布 ，Puri、Mathura 还有 Vrindavan 都是圣地，是否？奉献者的品味不同，对这些圣地的依附程度也不同。
Devotees have different tastes for different spiritual places. So are these different places are they on the same level?
No. Is that the devotee because they have different ruchi, therefore their attachments are different.
Oh, because they have different ruchi.
Yeah, because their taste is different. Therefore their attachment, for Mathura, Janapura, and Vrindavan are different. There are various attachments for different places.
Well, it may be like that, but it may also just simply be, that we're looking at these places in a material way. It depends.
也许，可能只是因为我们，以一种物质的方式在探索，所以这是个案，就是每个不一样。
Some people may say, oh, I like Jagannath Puri. Why do you like Jagannath Puri? Oh, because it's beside the sea. Every day I can go and take bath in the sea.
有人说，哎呀，我特别喜欢 Jagannath Puri. 为什么呢？ 因为扎纳普拉住在海边，所以他们每天都可以去 海里沐浴。
And somebody else says, so I like Mayapur because I can go to bathe in the Ganga every day. It's better than bathing in the sea. Bathe in the sea is all salty water, but bathe in the Ganga is fresh water.
有人说 我喜欢扎纳普瑞，因为呢我就可以在，我喜欢马亚普，我可以去恒河沐浴了，因为扎纳普瑞呢那里都是海水咸的，而恒河呢是新鲜的水。
So it's really nothing to do with their spiritual taste.
所以跟他们灵性品味没关系。
Somebody wants to be in Mayapur, they're attached to Panchatattva. They feel more the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
有的人
Yeah?
依附扎纳，依附马亚普，因为他们喜欢 Panchatattva, 他们喜欢那个 Panchatattva 的这个品味。
Of course, Lord Chaitanya, he was in Jagannath Puri 18 years. Jagannath Puri is the place where he could feel separation from Krishna.
就是 Chaitanya 喜欢 Jagannath Puri, 他在那里待了，居住了18年，他感受着跟 Krishna 的分离之情。
So we have to be very advanced to experience different tastes in the spiritual platform.
所以我们需要非常进步，才能够品味到不同层面的品味。
No, we haven't really come to that platform. We're still trying to get rid of the anarthas, to get rid of the dirty things from the heart. But we haven't really experienced spiritual tastes.
我们还没有达到那个层面，我们还在努力地将内心的 anatta 那些肮脏不洁去除掉，我们还没有能够达到有灵性感受的这种层面。
When we experience our spiritual form, then we can consider more these different places.
当我们感受到了自己的灵性形象之后，才能够有品味。
But they're all important places for hearing the pastimes of Krishna.
但是这些地方对于聆听 Krishna 消时光而言都是重要的地方。
下一个问题。
下一个问题 ，Olivia， 顶拜亲爱的 Maharaja， 感恩翻译的甜美服务，请问可以分享一些加格纳塔孩童时期的逍遥时光吗？感恩吗？感恩您 ，Hare Krishna。
孩童时期。
Can you share some of the childhood pastimes of Lord Jagannath?
Well, when we were speaking about childhood pastimes, he said they took place in Mathura, right? Krishna was born in Mathura.Then, after taking birth in Mathura, Nanda Maharaj took him to Gokul, to the home of Nanda Maharaj. So this is his childhood pastimes.
You mean Vasudeva took Krishna to Gokula? Nanda?
Yeah.
当我们谈到孩提时代的逍时光，是指的在 Mathura, 主 Krishna 是诞生在 Mathura, 之后呢Vasudeva 就把他带到了南大Gokula 带到了南大大军的地方。
So the pastimes of Lord Jagannath are not different from the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna means Jagannath.
主 Jagannath 的消时光跟 Krishna 的消时光没有不同， Jagannath 就是 Krishna。
So you're asking, you want to hear the pastimes of Krishna? You can read in the Krishna book, everything is there. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam.
如果你想听 Krishna 消时光，可以读 Krishna 快乐泉源这本书，还有圣顶波迦瓦坛第十篇。
There's nothing separate. Lord Jagannath's pastimes means Krishna's pastimes.
没有什么这两个不是分开了的，主扎格纳的消失光就意味着 Krishna 的消失光。
下一个问题。
下一个问题 Radha Ananda Hare Krishna 顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Maharaja 请问没有好的记忆力是因为冒犯吗感恩翻译
We don't have a good memory is it an offense?
Because、we don't have good memory is it due to offense?
Oh is it due to offense?
Yes、
hmm. WellYou'll get a good memory if you hear more and chant more. The more you hear and chant, then the better you will remember.
嗯，我们聆听的更多，念诵的更多，就会记忆的更好。
We shouldn't think that, oh, I don't have a good memory, so I can't remember. No, you simply have to hear more.Have to increase our hearing and chanting. When we hear nicely and chant nicely, then you will remember also.
我们不要想，我们记性不好，而应该我们应该更多的聆听，增加唱念诵。这样呢，我们聆听的好，念诵的好的话，就能够有好的记忆。
So keep hearing and chanting.
要保持不断的聆听，保持念诵，不断的念诵。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，荣，请问帕布，我在生活中有时也像这位国王一样存在，又想。这样又想那样的思想斗争中，但我又没有主给我开示，生活中我应该怎么办呢？如何选择？感恩马拉吉的仁慈和翻译。
Good
morning. Well, this devotee also met the same problem as Gopal Kumar. Sometimes, cannot decide, what to do.How to choose this way or that way, and but at the same time, there is no Lord to instruct him or her as Gopal Kumar. So in my daily life, when I met this problem, what to do?
Take help from the spiritual master. Ask the spiritual teacher what to do.
寻求灵性导师的帮助，问问灵性老师该怎么办。
Spiritual teacher is the representative of Krishna. He can guide you.
灵性导师是 Krishna 的代表，可以指导你。
So maybe Diksha Guru, maybe Shiksha Guru, but some senior devotee can help you.
所以或者是启迪灵性导师，或者是训示 Guru。就会应该是有年长的奉献者来指导你。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，亚摩纳提拉，顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译，请介绍一下崇拜主加格纳特是从什么时候开始的？怎么开始的？感咕噜。
I mean.They're asking about in a day or how long ago, how many years ago did it happen or something, is it?
She wants you to introduce the worship of Lord Jagannath. When did it begin and how did the worship begin for worship of Lord Jagannath? When and how?
Well, it began...In the times of Maharaj Indrajumna.
这是从 Indrajumna Maharaj 的时代开始的吧。
A few thousand years ago.
A few thousand years ago.
Yeah.
有几千年之前。
So Indrajumna Maharaj was the king of Puri, the king there, and he wanted to worship the Lord of the universe.
当时呢 ，Indrajumna 大君呢是扎纳普瑞的国王，他想崇拜宇宙之主。
So he sent people to find the Lord of the Universe.
他就派人到处去寻找宇宙之主在哪里。
So they found there was one deity, there was one form of the Lord, Nilamadava. And they wanted to bring this form, they wanted to take Indrajumna Maharaj to see this form, Nilamadava. But then Nilamadava disappeared. And Lord Jagat, and then the Lord spoke and told Indrajumna that he didn't want to be worshipped in this form anymore, he wanted to be worshipped in another form.
最后呢，这些人呢，他们就找到了尼拉玛德瓦神像，然后他们想就拿给 Indrajumna 大君看，但是尼拉玛德瓦消失了，主就告诉 Indrajumna 大君，他不希望这样的形象被崇拜，而希望有另外一种形象被崇拜。
So he told them how.Some logs of wood were going to come in on the shore at Jagannath Puri, and he should take these logs of wood, and they should find somebody who could carve the form from these logs of wood.
他就主就告诉他，你会在海边找到一块木头，你应该找人雕刻这块木头。
So Vishwakarma came. Vishwakarma is a demigod.The architect of the demigods, he came and he carved the forms of the Lord.
然后半神人的雕刻师 Vishwakarma 就来雕刻了。
So this was the beginning of the worship of Lord Jagannath.
这是主扎格纳德的崇拜的开始。
Thousands of, about 2,000 to 3,000 years ago.
2,000-3,000 年之前开始的。
Yeah.
OK, 下一个问题。Shyamasaki.
Yeah.
Shyamasaki 马达吉的问题。Hare Krishna, 亲爱的 Guruji, 请接受我卑微的顶拜。对 Guru 和主充满信心是一个门徒应该具有的正确心态。可是有的奉献者具有对 Guru 的信心，但是把这种信心用在了物质拥有上，并没有用在灵性进步上。这样的心态会得到 Guru 和主的仁慈吗？是不是对 Guru 和主的冒犯呢？
Person has faith in the Guru, but faith for some material thing is the faith is material.Related to material, not to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
So is that an offense?
Yes.
Well, the guru has to change that. It's up to the guru to recognize that and to correct that disciple, to help them to put their faith in the proper manner.
需要改变。Guru 应该能够认出这一点，并且纠正门徒，让门徒呢以一种正确的方式来拥有信心。
They have some faith in the Guru just due to some material considerations. That is okay because the Guru can divert, he can help that person to develop, to understand what should be their actual relationship with the Guru.
他们是基于一些物质的考虑，对 Guru 有信心。这是允许的，可以的。因为 Guru 可以把这种信心，帮助门徒能够把这种信心，调转方向。让门徒明白他们跟 Guru 的真正关系何在。
The spiritual teacher has to engage that person so that they develop the proper understanding and the proper mood in service to the spiritual teacher.
灵性老师应该 能够使门徒从事于服务，这样呢门徒就
会
Hare Krishna Haribol
Haribol
Haribol Maharaj Haribol Can you hear?
My voice is breaking.
Yeah. Sati?
是的，我在。有点断续是吧？姑姑听不到我们声音。Good day, 现在能听到我们吗？
现在可以。
好的，那姑姑妈的您继续。
所以灵性导师他要确保让门徒从事于服务，以便对发展起正确的心态。
Yeah, somebody has some attachment to the spiritual master, but it's not very spiritual. That it's not an offense, but definitely it wants to be corrected.
有些门徒呢，对灵性导师的依附不是灵性的，这不是一种冒犯，但是呢，这需要得到纠正。
And it's the duty of the spiritual master to try to correct that mentality of the disciple, of the devotee, to bring them to higher consciousness.
灵性导师他有责任纠正门徒的这种心态，把门徒提升到更高的知觉当中。
And the way in which the spiritual teacher can purify that is by engaging the disciple in service, by getting them to do more service for Krishna. And not only service for him, but service for other spiritual teachers.
灵性导师净化这种心态的方法就是使门徒从事于对 Krishna 的服务，而且不仅仅是从事于服务他个人的灵性导师，还要服务其他的灵性导师。
The guru is one, but he comes in many forms.
Guru 是一位，但是以很多的形象到来。
So we have to train devotees to see the spiritual teacher in all the different persons, different devotees, not just only think only my guru, one person.
我们要训练门徒，在不同的人物、不同的奉献者身上看到孤儒，而不仅仅局限于我自己的孤儒。
Next question. 下一个问题。
好的，那 last question。亚摩那提达，顶拜孤儒，顶拜翻译，虚无主义、假象宗哲学，还有非人格主义，这三种在哲学思想和灵性归宿上有什么不同？
虚无主义。
Sunyavadi。And Mayavadi and impersonalism. What's the difference between their philosophy and the destination of these three philosophies?
Okay. Shunyavadis, they think everything is void. Nothing. Nothing is real. Everything is void. And they think the absolute truth is zero also.
虚无主义，他们认为一切都是空，没有什么是真实的，绝对真理也没有，绝对真理也不存在。
Maya bodies, they think everything is Maya. They think it's all, everything is one. It's all Maya.
Maya body, 假象中，他们认为一切都是 Maya, 都是一，全是 Maya。
Is it just 就有两种，还有别的
？Impersonalism.
Oh, impersonalism. Okay. So impersonalism, that is, you could say Advaita. That is the philosophy of philosophy of Advaita that everything is one.
有一种哲学叫阿堆特哲学，就是一切都是一。
So impersonalism, that's like the Brahmagyanis. They see everything as being one, and they think, you know, there's simply the oneness of the Brahman. They don't know about the absolute truth having a form.
这个就像就比如说 Brahmagyani, 他们认为一切都是 Brahman。绝对真理，没有形象。
So the Brahmagyanis, their destination is into the Brahman, into the Brahmajyoti.
因此 ，Brahmagyani 他们的归宿就是进入 Brahmajyoti 放光。
And the Mayavadis, they derive the form of Krishna. They say when Krishna comes into this world.That he takes a material form, and that Krishna comes from the Brahman, and they say the Brahman is the high, everything is Brahman.
而那些假象宗人士呢？他们嘲笑主 Krishna， 他们认为主 Krishna 呢是一个物质的形象，而 Brahman 他高于 Krishna.
So my bodies.They are offenders to Lord Krishna. So they take a birth like they become a tree. They stand as a big tree.
因此 Mayavadi 他们都是 主的冒犯者，他们会投生为树，就站在那里。
They may become a mountain, stand as a big mountain.
也可能他们变成山站立。
Because they think everything is one, so they take that form.
因为他们认为一切都是一，所以他们就变成了这种形象。
And the Vedas, those people who have the Vedas philosophy, they say nothing is real.
而虚无主义者呢，他们认为没有什么是真实的。
So, what happens to them? They may go to the river between the material and the spiritual world, and they take a bath.And they come back again into the material world.
他们的目的地就是他们会去物质世界和灵性世界中间的一条河，在河里沐浴之后呢，返回物质世界。
So why does they're going to stay in the material world depending on their quality, depending on the nature. You know, they may go to higher planets, they may go to lower planets. It will depend on their nature, but they're not going to go anywhere into the, they won't go into the spiritual world because they don't believe in a spiritual world.
那么这个虚无主义，他们会或者是去高等星宿，或者是低等星宿，这取决于他们的本性，但是他们进入不了灵性世界，因为他们的冒犯。
No, I never said bomb.
Yes, sorry. 没有，就是我翻译错了，不是因为他们的冒犯，古鲁没说这个。
No, I said they don't believe in the spiritual world.
OK， 因为他们根本不相信灵性世界。
Yeah, they say nothing is real.
他们说没有什么是真实的。
They say the soul also is not real. Everything can be destroyed.
他们说灵魂也是不真实的，一切都会被毁灭。
So they will stay in the material world.
所以这些人呢，他们就留在物质世界里。
They may go, they may be in the mode of goodness, they may get a good birth, they may not.
他们也可能，they may be born in mode of goodness or not.
Yes, it will vary because there are different qualities of these people. Not everyone is the same. You know, they're voidists, but you know, some are very, very pious, in some ways very materially pious, and some are not.
So 这样的人呢，他们也可能会投生于善良属性当中，因为他们的有不同的品质。有可能呢，他们有很虔诚的出生，有可能不是没有虔诚的出生。
But they like to destroy their existence.
但他们想要，他们喜欢毁灭自己的存在。
Okay, so we'll stop today.So we're going to go on next time, next Tuesday, to hear about Gop Kumar and what happens to him.
我们下礼拜二继续再聆听 Gopal Kumar 的故事。
He's come back to Vrindavan.
Gopal Kumar 最终返回到了 Vrindavan.
And we will hear where he's traveling to.Next.
下周二我们聆听 Gopal Kumar 他去了哪里，到哪里去旅行了。
Okay, thank you very much, Gurumani. Thank you, Sati.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki.
Jai.
Om Premanande Haribol.